I'm happy to see that my experience from part one got some attention. Wasn't expecting this stuff to actually get any traction. See, I'm mainly here to vent and have a place to catalog the stuff that's been happening around my house. People also seem to enjoy the part where the naked dude attacked me, then cartwheeled into the woods crying like a baby when I stabbed him. I'm not sure if he was human. Now I feel obligated to tell more of my experiences. Also, feel free to leave any questions that you have, and I'll try to answer them in the next post. That being said, if you haven't heard part one, I suggest you go back and give it a listen. I'm going to tell the following experiences as if you've already heard the other experiences. This place is not normal, after all. And it does take some getting used to. Well, now the intro's out of the way, I think we can start with Camo. And Camo's a fucking nuisance. The first time that I came into contact with him was during the first white-tailed deer season that I had on my property. Now I'm a hunter, but the program that is, quote, helping me after the incident said I wasn't allowed to have guns because the noise draws too much attention. It's bullshit. I live in the middle of nowhere, and there isn't anybody else for miles, unless you count the Chosen, but I'm pretty sure the program is worried about them. Luckily, the lady in the tree hooked me up with this .45 caliber I now have in my possession, but I didn't have it upon first meeting Camo, unfortunately. Anyway, back to the story. I first saw him when I was walking towards a ladder stand that I had set up in a tree to watch deer, since I couldn't kill them. And yeah, I could have a bow, but I'm shit with a bow. I'd risk just hurting the animal. I don't like the idea of an animal that's suffering because I couldn't make a shot that would kill it instantly. And now as I approach my stand, I notice a figure already sitting in it. It's about the size of a regular human. He was dressed in full camouflage. Pants, jacket, boots, hat, face mask, and backpack. He actually seemed like a regular person, which I hadn't seen any of those in the woods for the entirety of the 4 months that I'd been living there. The things that live on this property are generally more extreme, but no matter how relieved I was to see a proper human for once, he was deep in my property and hunting in my stand. I had to get him to leave. I reluctantly shouted over to him, "Hey, you ain't supposed to be here. Time to go, dude." I was about 75 yards away, and to his left. But I yelled plenty loud for him to be able to hear me clearly. He didn't flinch. He just stays facing straight forward like a statue. What a prick. Look, try to be creepy all you want, but ignoring someone like that is just rude. I know he hears me. I have reason to believe that he's trying to freak me out because I made him break character before. So, after I yell and he ignores me, I start getting impatient. I yell the same thing at him again a little louder and still ended up with the same response. What a dick. So now I'm livid because he's making me ruin all my chances for seeing deer this afternoon by making me yell at him. So, naturally, I start a brisk stroll over to tell him off to his face, or maybe kick his ass. And I already noticed that he didn't have a rifle, so I just assumed that he was watching, like I was planning to do. Of course, he could have had a concealed handgun, but I'm a dumbass, so I didn't consider that. Then I hear the crunch of something under my foot, and the sudden sound of rope sliding across the surface at high speed. I froze for a fraction of a second before I could squeak out an "Oh shit, I'm hanging upside down from my ankle." There was a loop around my leg that held me suspended 7 feet off the ground like a damn cartoon. I was like a fucking Looney Tunes character. I couldn't help but roll my eyes. I immediately knew it was Camo, and when I look up, or down, shit, I was upside down, so I don't really know where I had to look, but I saw him slowly climbing down the ladder, like, really slowly. Like, dramatic guy. If he wasn't so obsessed with appearances, he probably could have killed me. That's what I think he wanted to do anyway. There was a machete on his hip that I could see now, and the blade was chipped in all the different ways to make it look like it was serrated. Wouldn't have been a very useful tool unless you wanted to use it to inflict pain. I think the biggest flaw with Camo's trap, though, was that he didn't account for the single fact that 99% of people who live alone in the woods learn to carry a large knife at all times. And that's a necessary thing if you want to stay alive. I wish I could tell you that I did a flip after I cut myself down and landed on my feet like some sort of badass, but I didn't. I landed on the back of my neck, and my vision went dark for about 15 seconds, which I guess was enough time for Tweedle Dumbass to finally get to the bottom of his ladder and as I stood up, I saw that he was standing completely still at the base of the stand, still 50 yards away from me, staring at me. I could hear his thoughts from here. Damn, why did I get out? Damn, why did he get out? Shit, shit, shit. Then he turned, and he bolted. This guy was booking. I lost sight of him less than 30 seconds into my chase, and I had to give up. I needed to jog more. And what's more, by the time I got back to the ladder stand, it was already getting dark. I didn't even get to watch my deer. I've seen Camo on multiple other occasions as well, but I figured him out. See, he got me the first time, but his traps really aren't that sneaky. They're elaborate, but not sneaky. He always appears in an area that I plan on hunting in. I don't know how he knows where I'm going to be, but I stopped questioning stuff on this land a long time ago, and I already noticed him long before I get to that location. Again, I have no idea how he plans this shit out. And secondly, there's always a trap set somewhere directly between where I first spot him and his actual location. If I had to draw a line from him to where I see him from, the trap will always be on that line. Also, another important thing to realize is that none of his traps are fatal. They're all meant to keep me from escaping, not kill me. They do hurt, though. One time I almost stepped on a bear trap that he had set out, and for sure that would have broken my leg had it gotten me. This non-fatal part was his downfall. I figured out that he didn't want me to die in a trap. He probably wanted to do the deed himself, or maybe do something else, but he really didn't want me dead in a trap. So all I had to do to get him riled up was die in a trap, right? After the lady in the tree hooked me up with a pistol over a year and a half ago, one of the first problems I wanted to solve with it was the creator of the various nets, ankle snares, and holes that attempted to contain me every time before. And I knew exactly how I was going to do it. One of Camo's recurring traps was just a large, 11-foot-deep hole covered by a large amount of suspiciously patterned sticks and leaves that could literally have been seen 100 yards away. I just had to wait until he used this trap again. And after a swinging log that I think was supposed to knock me out, another net that was meant to land on top of me, I might add that it was made of wire so that I couldn't cut through it, but it also had a glare from the sunlight that made it impossible not to see, I finally came across the trap that I was looking for. 4 weeks after I got the gun, I find myself walking towards an 11-foot hole, trying to pretend I don't see it. And suddenly, I start falling. I was ready for the fall, and I let out a loud yell as I traveled downward. And as I hit the ground, I stayed as quiet as possible, which was hard considering the broken toe and dislocated knee I had just received. Fuck Camo for making me do this. Well, I army crawled over to the other side of the hole. I laid my head against the side to make it look like I had broken my neck. Then I waited. Took 15 minutes for that little prick to dramatically make his way over to me, but I heard him walk up to the edge of the hole. I obviously had to close my eyes to appear dead because I couldn't run the risk of blinking, but I almost smiled when I heard Camo muttering to himself, "Oh shit, no, 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 they are going to be so fucking pissed." I took advantage of this moment and quickly opened my eyes and whipped out the pistol, firing 3 shots at him as quickly as I could. I missed all but one. The bullet that met its mark put a hole in Camo's shoulder, and he let out a garbled scream of nonsense and gibberish, something along the lines of, "You piece of fucking, you can't believe that ass fucking you shit!" He did end up running away. But as he ran, I heard him say, "Fuck this dude, I'm fucking done!" I was laughing my ass off. Till I realized that I was severely injured and I had to climb out of this hole. Good thing it was daytime, though, or I might not have noticed the black rope Camo had lowered into the hole while he was cursing himself for killing me. I somehow managed to pop my knee back in joint, based on shit that I had seen earlier in life, and climbed out and limped my way back to the house. And that was a good day. Broken toes are fucking expensive to get treated, though, and the best part is that I haven't seen Camo since that day. It actually worked. Wish I could pull something like that off with Skinny. Another thing I guess I need to explain to all of you readers is the lady in the tree. I've mentioned her a few times now, and at least some of you are probably wondering about her. Really, I don't honestly know much about her myself, but she's hands down the best thing on this property. My first experience with her was When she healed a broken eardrum that I had suffered when meeting what I assume was that banshee down in the creek. It was busted when she screeched real loud, and when I went to sleep, I woke up perfectly fine the next day. I almost thought that it was all a dream until I saw the blood still on my pillow and the broken flashlight that I'd used in personal defense. Well, I guess this was the first time that she affected me directly, but not the first time that she'd helped me out. The true first time I didn't realize was her until, actually last night. It was the gun. The gun that I talked about purchasing at one point wasn't really purchased. I just wasn't willing to admit that I looted it off an old corpse that I found in an abandoned log cabin in the back of the property. This is an example of how sneaky she is. See, I only started to wonder if it was her doing while I was recording the first set of these stories. I started thinking about how good a shape this gun was in. Of course, it was a little dirty when I found it, but it was also in perfect operating condition, and I figured the skeleton that was clutching it probably didn't need it anymore. But hell, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if it came to life each night. Either way, I left the cabin with a new sidearm and two boxes of ammunition. I didn't really think about it much because finding a gun on a body is pretty mild considering the events that go down here on a week-to-week basis, but yesterday I started questioning the real origins of this gun. It was so well maintained. New feeling when I got it, but the skeleton looked like it had been there forever. Not to mention the fact that the gun was unloaded and the boxes of ammo were unopened. But the skeleton looked like it had died holding the gun, like he was intending to use it. Didn't add up. So I headed back to the cabin and I found my answer. Everything was the same. Same as when I got there. As it had been over a year ago. I mean, nothing had changed, especially not the body. The exact same as before. I was nervous at first, not because the body scared me, but because the joke about the skeleton coming back to life from earlier wasn't really that far-fetched in this place. I'd never seen an undead skeleton, but I've seen other forms of undead. Maybe I'll tell you all about those experiences some other time. Nervous or not, though, I had to confirm my suspicions. I approached the body and I started examining the clothes. Just like I expected, the flannel shirt and brown jacket had no tags. Not like they had been ripped out, but like they were never there to begin with. Now there was only one more thing to check. I took my knife and I scraped the blade down the skeleton's exposed arm bone, and sure enough, a shaving fell off of it. It was wood. The entire skeleton was made of wood, and painted a light brown amongst other discolorations to look like the real deal. The lady in the tree is very talented when it comes to wood, but she could do so much more. I've only seen her in person two times. Once when I caught a glimpse of her smiling as she walked into an opening into a tree, only to close the opening with a door that fit so perfectly I couldn't see the edges when I walked up to it. It just looked like a normal tree. And a second time, 2 days after I encountered the screeching banshee in the creek, I saw her out the window of my front door, smiling in. She winked at me and ducked out of view. I ran to the door to try to see her fully, but by the time I swung the door open, she was gone in the night. Nowhere to be seen, which is really annoying. I would almost consider us friends by now. She still wouldn't show herself to me fully. Now, when I saw her for the second time, I didn't know what or who she was. But when I looked at the ground and her feet, I noticed a small sheet of what looked like to be homemade paper. And on it was a short message that read, "I wish to congratulate you on killing the Keelit. He was bringing an evil over the land that was distressing the forest. I don't know how you actually ended him, but I am happy all the same. I have seen you roaming, and I am certain you have seen me. We work towards the same goal. Cleansing this land. My vows as a medicine woman keep me from directly interfering with the creatures of this land, but I wish you luck on your mission and will support you from the shadows as best I can. I hope your ears feel better." So I think the Keelit she was talking about me killing, I think was that rabid coyote that I had killed a few days before the creek incident. It was honestly hairless and just staring at me through some trees. I think it was trying to intimidate me to leave its territory, so I shot it between the eyes and I left. My territory, bitch. But this was the first time I realized that I had someone on my side in this land, and that was a relief. She was actually really helpful. Once I got bit by a rattlesnake. When I got home, there was a bottle labeled antivenom sitting on my kitchen table. Another time I got bit by one of those, the shadow children while I was hiking. And when I got home, there was a bottle of purple liquid in a glass. In the same place on the table. And I honestly expected it to heal the wound or something, but it just made me really drunk. I guess she couldn't help me much that time. She's done other stuff too, but now I'm kind of worried about her. See, I haven't heard or experienced any help from her in 8 months. I'm worried something got to her. Or even worse. Or she's mad at me. See, I mean, Skinny almost killed me 6 months ago, right? She didn't do shit. I've really grown to like her and even depend on her a bit, but she's just gone. I think I'm going to call it quits for this post, but hopefully I can stay alive long enough to do more. The hunt for Skinny continues, and if you don't know who that is, then shame on you for not hearing the first post before now. And if you do know who that is, I appreciate any suggestions you have for killing him. See you next time. This is Cole. Signing off.